thôi. This is Mae Warren. This is tape two with Norm Lord on the 16th of April, 1996 in Newark, Delaware.
Okay, let's go.
The other stuff, rah, rah. You're in charge now.
Okay. Well, I didn't tell you enough about my job when I was stolen away from University of Delaware and the United States Army to work without a contract at Washington and Lee University for 43 years without missing a day or being late once. I had the best boss in the world, Cy Twombly. He never once told me what to do, and he never once told me what not to do. And he and I were the whole staff of the Department of Health and Physical Education. The athletic department, intercollegiate athletics, was a separate department. Now, a part of the Department of Health and Physical Education was an adjunct department called Department of Intramurals, and that was play among the students, not in class, but between fraternities and between teams at a scheduled time and place outside of class. So having a wonderful experience in the armed forces of bodybuilding and games and body skills and fun and fitness and friendship, which I stole and used for 43 years, I was never told what to do. So my boss, Cy Twombly, knowing that I couldn't handle 75 people, and that's when the classes were large, we had four classes a day at 9:20, 10:15, 11:10, and 12:05. And we had them Monday, Wednesday, Friday at those times. And then we had them 9:20, 10:15, 11:10, 12:05 on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. We had a rule that you could only miss in those days, the early days of my career, you could only miss three classes. And if you missed three classes, you had to make the fourth class up. So I had that rule, and we went by it. And I had a program of instruction which was written out and which was given to every student in my class. Now, when I say my class, it was really our class, Cy Twombly and Norm Lord. Cy Twombly had Section A, Group A, and Norm Lord had Group B. I was only concerned with Group B until I got Group A. Once I gave Group A to Coach Twombly, and I took Coach Twombly's class, they become Lords. And I gave them a program of instruction listing what they did on Monday, on Wednesday, and on Thursday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday for every date in the semester. My objective was simple. You must sweat during the period, during the class, which lasted only 40 minutes, because we had to give them a chance to take a shower, we had to give them a chance to get dressed to come out to class, chance to take a shower when they left the class, then go to their academic class. So my 35 minutes was not much time, but I took every second of it, and I gave them fun, fitness, and friendship. When they left me, I had them run by me. If I couldn't see them visibly sweating, I had them go by, and I would give them my thumb sweat test. And I would streak my thumb across their forehead, and if it wasn't wet, they had to stay and be late to their academic class. So So they knew daggone well that they better work. Now, they knew that I had, they thought I was a Marine. I never told them any difference. I told them, don't worry about who I was, just worry about who I am. And you better believe we're going to do it. I had a rule that they must run across the bridge going to the athletic field. If they don't run, they turn around and go back and run. I said, it's not very polite to the people who had that bridge built to think they did it as a convenience. They did it for you to run on to the field of friendly strife and so you can have fun. So run down to me and run back from me. So they got in their mind right away that I meant business. So I took 33. Cy Twombly took 32. At the end of the mid-semester, I would trade. And then they got oriented to what I'm going to give. So they knew what they're going to do today. They knew what they're going to do 3 weeks from now. They knew what they're going to do every day. If it was a test, they had to make it up. If it was a cut date, that's their business. You could never cut the day before a vacation, a holiday, because that was a university rule. I tried to make it competitive and I tried to make it fun. But when I had a total of 72 or 73 people and only one person teaching it, I had to use all kinds of tricks. And I had a baseball game here and a softball game over here. Well, that only takes care that takes care of all 36. 9 and 9 are 18. 9 and 9 are 18 equals 36. But I had to have a student in charge up here. So he would be Coach Lord the second. Coach Lord the first would be up here. So no matter what we did, I had to use students to help me. When I had handball, I had handball up in the handball courts. We only had 5 courts. 5 fours are 20. So I'd be okay there. I'd have to take 18 or 16 up on the wrestling mat and we'd be wrestling. So I had to have organization personified. I was very efficient and I knew the guys by name. I made them put their name on their shirt so that I would know their name. And to this day, even though I may not know the face, the minute I see the name, I know the name. And I'll show you a letter from a student I hadn't seen in several years. And he couldn't believe it. I remembered his name. So what you do, forget faces and names to hook them up. So we went through the first year as freshmen. They had tough stuff like running and jumping and throwing, wrestling. We didn't give them anything that was too much fun. The second year, the sophomore year, and then in those days they only had to take two years of physical education. The second year, their sophomore year, they got more things like golf, tennis, racquetball, handball. We had a required test for the freshman too. I forgot to tell you that. The freshman year, everybody had to swim. And had I only known how enterprising it would have been, I would have done something that would have been worth its weight in gold. We used to have them jump off the balcony in the old pool. Have you ever seen the old pool? Okay. And they had their choice of wearing a bathing suit or you could jump in nude. That's before we had women. And some of them to this day always get mad at me when they find out. And it should be mad at me. They should be mad at the hierarchy, the directors, not me. I was a teacher. I didn't make the rule. The rule was made that they do jump off the it was a requirement that they jump off the balcony in the swimming pool and tread water for 5 minutes. They also had to do a surface dive, which means they take a stroke, a breaststroke, stick their feet in the air, go to the bottom of the pool, pick up an object. If they couldn't do it, they wouldn't pass swimming. They also had to demonstrate the four strokes. And then they also had to tread water. So it was a pretty tough test.
Unfortunately, and I want to make this point clear for record, and this is going to be a record, they don't do that anymore. They have become a little bit refined. Why have to do that? You don't have to do, very seldom would you have to make a surface dive. Very seldom will you have to jump off of a balcony into the water. Maybe once, one out of 100 will have to do that. So let's just make it all fun and refining, and
so it won't be distasteful, and we'll talk about that. We don't have to talk about something that's tough.
So they don't do it now. And there's all the alumni that talk to me to come back, they get mad because
if I'd have been enterprising, I would have had a secret camera and had a picture taken of those guys jumping in and the actions after they got the water.
I didn't do that. Okay.
Now, wait a minute. What were the actions after they got in the water?
What?
What happened after they got in the water?
Oh, after they got in the water?
Yeah.
They had to tread.
Okay.
They had to tread water.
I wish you had a camera. That would have been great.
And tread water for five minutes.
Uh huh.
And then the other thing they had to do is we called her name, Jones.
Uh-huh.
Surface dive. And they had to go down, bring up the object.
Now this was freshmen were doing
yeah.
this? All right, but
they don't do that anymore.
Well, tell me,
see,
that's not normal at schools. Why did Washington and Lee require this?
Because they have a guy like me that believes it's worthwhile. Professionals believe in what we did. Mm-hmm. We had the best physical education program in the state of Virginia. Maybe second or tied with VMI. Those two were the only two schools in the whole state of Virginia that required physical education.
Right today. They almost, I could talk on and on and on, but you're getting the gist of my philosophy. Okay.
Great.
They were going to do away with physical education.
When?
About 15 years ago. And I saw it in the executive committee had sent out everything to all the faculty, what was going to be brought up at the faculty meeting, and that was going to be brought up, to do away with, maybe not all the physical education, but do away with all but an orientation type thing. So I sensed that I better be ready to get up and talk if my boss didn't. And my boss, as much as I loved him, he did not want to be giving the impression that he wasn't with the faculty in their opinions. Now, the faculty would have voted this down, would have voted, so they were going to do away with the physical education. We hadn't come for a vote yet. Dr. Cole was the president. And it had to be in 55 or 56 or 57 year. You look it up in the faculty minutes if you want to, because my boss was not going to get up. And we now have combined departments, athletic department and physical education department, intramural department, all of it's in one head, like now, like it is now. Like Coach Walsh is the athletic director. Well, Cy Twomley was the athletic director.
And Cy wasn't going to get up. I could see that. But I didn't want to get up for fearful that I would offend my boss. So Lee McLaughlin, he punched me like that and said, "Norm, maybe you ought to get up." Well, I was all ready for him.
So I got up, and I had a prop with me. I had a picture frame without a frame in it, just a plain frame. And I had a toothbrush. And I got up And I said, I won't take too much of your time, but listen to me. I said, this is a picture frame without a picture, which all you guys know what it is for. And I said, wouldn't you like to see a picture of a man in there when he graduates from the university? Or do you want a picture of a pipsqueak, a guy who doesn't have enough strength to stand up and talk, maybe?
I says, now, if you want to vote for doing away with physical education, vote for the toothbrush. The toothbrush is an electric toothbrush. And I said, he might have enough strength to brush his teeth without physical education with an electric toothbrush. And I'm demonstrating. I said, but if you vote for the man, if you vote for the picture frame, you will vote to retain physical education. If you vote for the toothbrush, we're going to get rid of physical education. For God's sakes, have enough courage to vote for something that has been working and is worthwhile. And I sat down, and Dr. Flournoy, have you ever heard of him?
Tell me.
He got up. He said, Lord is right. And he talked of Greeks and the Romans and all this beautiful stuff. And he said, I think we would be wise to vote to retain physical education. And everybody except two people, and I won't mention their names, one of them is dead. Both of them are dead. I don't want to mention the names. All but two people voted.
So this was the faculty that was
this
voting.
Was the faculty. Hmm. So today, if you wouldn't have had physical education. It would have been very reduced, like one semester or something like that. I forget what the thing was.
That was a very powerful argument you made.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Dr. Flournoy stood up and was, I understand that he was a very powerful person.
Oh, man, he's a wonderful guy.
Tell me about him.
Well, I know he liked to drink beer.
I hadn't heard that.
No, he was so colorful, and he was a Rhodes Scholar and Oxfordian, and he was a great, great teacher. I never had him, but I was invited in to have a beer with him at a corner store on the corner of Washington and Jefferson. That little, there used to be a little beer hall there, and we chatted. But this was after the picture frame and toothpaste thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I did all kinds of things that was different. I used to have what they call a potluck day. And a potluck day was a day which they had off. They didn't have to come to class. And they got excited, you know. So I'd have them in the class. But usually it would be the day after I had given a written exam, and I'd give them their papers back and corrected and give them their score. And I said, no, there won't be a class on Friday. Well, they like that, see. There won't be a class on Friday. But I said, you don't come to class on Friday, but you're going to do this potluck. So I had 100 different things. One would be dribble a basketball time, dribble a basketball around the Doremus gym track 25 times. Throw a baseball, 18 or 25 times. Then run a mile. Dig a hole in the ground, one yard by one yard by one yard. Help your mother in the kitchen at Thanksgiving. Do the dishes or help her cook and then wash the dishes. All kinds of stuff. Help your sister clean the house this week or Christmas vacation, whatever. I had domestic stuff in there. I had saw a cord of wood for your fireplace this winter. All kinds of stuff. Play 9 holes of golf. Play 18 holes of golf. ride a horse, go skiing. I got the whole 100 list if you want them sometime.
Right.
So then I said, now, so they had to come up. When they came up to pick the paper up, their exam, they draw this out of this pack. And they had them numbered and what they do. It was on a 3x5 card, like this. Just like this, see?
So did they get to choose, or did they
pull? They draw.
I see.
Sure, just like this. They draw. Some of them would pull the top one, some of them, you know. And I said, you can't talk to anybody, you can't show anybody what you got, you just talk about what you're going to do and the instructions on there. And the instructions are exactly what to do. Climb House Mountain, you know, swim 1,000 yards, all this stuff. Play a game of marbles, shoot billiards, I had everything, go to VMI and challenge us like that to something. You know, I used all the ingenuity I had, but anyhow, so he draw it out. Now, class has all drawn their card. Now, these classes aren't 36 people. This is in the new era. I couldn't do that too much when we first started, but this is within the last 15 years, mm-hmm. after they changed to three semesters. This was when we changed to three semesters.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of this during the mini semester, mm-hmm. you know. Well, anyhow, I'm at the point now where the class has picked up their test and they've got their card. I said, now, if you got something you want to do, you can keep it. And I don't care whether you keep it, because you might want to sell it. And if you sell it, you can sell it for money. Or you can trade if you want to, but you trade even. Let's say you drew play 9 over the golf and you don't like golf. And you know that I love golf, or him, or the other student. Says, hey, I got something you want. I'll trade you sight unseen. Or if you want it, I'll let you have it for $5 or $1. Of course, I'd get in trouble if I knew that, but I did. I used to make a So anyhow, it really worked good. I had one. He had to cut a cord of wood. He said, Coach, I can't find anybody to do it. I said, well, you don't have to find anybody. I said, I'll tell you a guy. And one of the guys at the equipment room one day, he had a fireplace, and he knew where to go out in the state forest to cut the wood. And he did it every Saturday. That's how he kept warm. The guy went out in the state forest and cut wood, free wood.
Sure.
So he went, and this guy, he came back and told me, he said, Coach, he said, I had the greatest time. I can't remember when I had another. It was so exhilarating, so rewarding, feeling accomplished. And I said, there you go. And then I had that one about the digging a hole. So then the next time they come back, then they had, at the class, they had to tell me what they did, and they turned in the result. And it's pledged. So it's pledged. So the one about that hole, he says, Coach, why in the world would you make anybody dig a hole 1 yard by 1 yard by 1 yard? And I said, well, you're pretty dumb if you don't understand why you would have to do that sometime. And then I have a discussion. And we had guys in there that were real. And they said, sometimes you may have to look for something. Sometimes you may have to dig into a sewer.
You may have an outhouse you need to put in an outhouse.
And so, well, anyhow, that's one thing. That sort of potluck. And then I had, and no other professor, no other teacher at Washington in physical education staff, I don't call the others, I don't want to call them, although I've got a lot of friends in the academic department, a lot of friends. And I had what they call co-ed day. And that was before we had co-ed, but when I was there for 2 years, I still had it. And I had girls in my class, and they had to get a date by asking a man, a W.L., and vice versa. So
I had co-ed day, and some of them could not get dates. They, believe it or not, they were so bashful. I couldn't believe it, that they couldn't get a date. Now, they could have been, you know, jousting me and saying, well, I couldn't get a date, and figured that I...
So what happened on co-ed day?
They had to get... All right, if they're in, for instance, bowling. We used to teach bowling. That's something else gone by the wayside. People that don't understand, who've never bowled, who've never run a league, or do understand, bowling is a great sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Anyhow, we had all these different classes. I had bowling. I had billiards. I had table tennis. I had racquetball. I had handball. I had swimming. I had anything. I had it all. The only thing I didn't have was riding.
So that was what would happen
when you had co-ed. You would have to get a date. And so you get me for your date, and you had bowling, so you got to go bowling. It might be hiking, so you got to take me on a hike, whatever it was.
I'd love to go on a hike with you.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, so then I got in trouble. Oh, so what I would do, because when I found out they were either using it as an excuse, I had to get a list of girls who would work with me to be his date. Now, I'd have to get, I don't think any girl would not be able to get a man, but anyhow. So I would get a list. And when he'd come up to me and say, I'm sorry, Coach, I can't get a date. I said, no problem. I said, I got one right here. Here's her telephone number and where she lives. And you go pick her up. And you got to. So I'm getting this list. One day I'm up on the balcony of the new gym. And there's fencing practice going on. And this was before we have co-eds, before females. There was a law student who was a female. And she was on the fencing club. And I realized it was a lady, because I saw her hair coming down off her mask, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath. And I said, well, that's a girl. I said, I'm going to. So I go up to her. And she's just warming up without anybody there. And I said, ma'am, could I speak to you a minute? And she said, what do you want? She was very snippy. Mm-hmm. And I had my jacket on. I have to show you that, too. I had my name on with Coach Lord and Washington Lee emblem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, would you help me out? I said, I'm having co-ed weekend, and I need a date. I need a female to date one of my students who hadn't been able to get a date. And she said, I'm not interested. And I said, well, could you help me? I'm really, really genuinely sincere. I said, could you help me? And she said, I said, I'm Coach Lord. And I showed. I said, we're doing this, and we do it all the time. And she said, I don't want anything to do with it. I said, okay, I'm sorry. Do you know she turned me in? I love her. She's a nice lady. She was dean of students. So, what's the lady's name?
Pam Simpson.
What?
Pam Simpson.
Yeah, Pam mm-hmm. Simpson. I said, oh no. She turned it. She turned it into her. So Pam came to me. Yeah, that's what it was. Well, first she called the athletic director. And said, what's going on? And she called me of what do you call it? Soliciting? Not soliciting. What's the other word? Pandering? No. What is it?
Pimp or something? Pandering. For heaven's sakes.
Yeah. And
isn't that ridiculous?
I told that leg director, I said, you don't want to be burdened with this. I said, you want me to write a letter? I said, why don't you just let me go talk to her? He said, that's what I was going to have you do anyhow. So I go to talk to her. And she said, well, I understand, Norm. She said, she just doesn't understand. She knew me. We were very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, don't worry about it. She said, but just be a little more careful who you talk to on that thing. And I said, okay. So then Dr. Wirth, the psychiatrist, I go to him. And he said, well, he said, that's really funny. He said, I'm really getting a kick out of it. He said, but Norm, she can be serious. And she said, he said, if I were you, I'd get it settled right now.
I said, how am I going to settle it? He said, well, first, you can ignore it and apologize. Second, you can sue her. And third, you can say, third thing is don't ever have co-ed day again. So I never said a word to anybody, and it died just like that.
Well,
but that's a tradition that the kids miss now. See?
Yeah.
All right, what else was it I wanted to... Oh, we had what is known, and I get so mad, I won't mention the name of the guy who was instrumental in having it done away with. He wasn't on the academic faculty.
Called Sigma Delta Psi. That is an athletic fraternity. And you had to do all these different things, like throw a baseball so far, do a handstand, vault over a bar, these different things. Kick a mm-hmm. football so far, throw a baseball so far. I had so much interest in this thing. And students were just telling me, I want to try for it, coach. I want to try for it, you know. And it was a really a notable thing.
And they got membership, they got a medal and everything. Do you know that they did away with it?
Why?
I have no idea. It didn't cost any money to do it. I don't know. Then the other thing that we had that they did away with, and you know, they've been doing this ever since Aristotle's time. It happens in every civilization that the young people or new people will come in and make a change. You know, they'll change the office. They'll turn, take that thing, put over here. Isn't this true? God's true. Change. It's supposed to be good. Change. Mm-hmm. If we want to change. We got to have change. That's what we're interested in. It's a political philosophy and all this. Well, I had this thing where you take this physical fitness test. Every person had to take a physical fitness test in the freshman. Well, no, I don't remember. Every year, freshman had to do it. Sophomores had to do it. And
if you took the test and you were in the top 20 on the score,
you became a member of the top 20 club. I want to get a picture of that top 20 club and show you so you can put it in your... No, they don't have it. It makes people so mad that they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Aristotle. They've been doing this since Aristotle. They change and the thing goes and it's never heard from again.
Yeah.
I mean, if I weren't... Well, I'm leaving, you know, eventually leaving this earth. And unless it's put down and made a matter of record, like in the history.
That's what we're doing,
of the
right?
350th. I'll give you, you want photographs and stuff?
I think we should do that. Let's go and look at that now. I think this has been a wonderful interview. This is just, honestly, I just love it. I got everything I wanted. This is just great. Let's go look at pictures.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. But anyhow, that top 20 thing, they were so proud of that, to be in the top 20. And I'd be standing up there on the end, you know, with them.
And you were the proudest one of all.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a picture of it?
No, that's the point. I got to find a picture.
All right.
I got them, but I gave it to...
Now, there's the challenge. Let's see if I can find one before you do.
But going through the...
I don't know. I'll keep asking. Maybe I'll find one and get one for you.
Well, yeah. We used to take them, and they even had a shirt, top 20.
We'll find it. Well, now I'll know what it is when I find it.
Okay.
Thank you, Norm.
Didn't you want us to picture?
Yeah, but I'm going to turn the tape recorder off.
Okay.